Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with ratings news. Wednesday's episode of AEW Dynamite, which included footage of the CM Punk-Jack Perry locker room incident from All In at Wembley Stadium, brought in an audience of 819,000 viewers to TBS, according to Russellnomics. That's a 9% increase from last week's audience of 752,000 viewers. In the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, the rating was a 0.30, up 30% from last week's 0.23 demo rating. That's a 9% increase from last week's audience of 752,000 viewers in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic. The rating was a 0.30, up 30% from last week's 0.23 demo rating. The show finished number 3 in the demo on cable TV for the evening behind 2 NBA games. This was the first time Dynamite has attracted more than 800,000 viewers since the February 28th episode. In WWE corporate news, the company has removed Dan Fentrell as Executive Vice President of Talent Relations, according to a story broken by SE Scoops and confirmed by Fightful. Fentrell had served as WWE's Head of Talent Relations since 2022. WWE also confirmed the reports with an employee letter from Nick Khan announcing some restructuring in talent, which will see Shawn Michaels heading up talent development and recruitment. All aspects of talent relations still ultimately report to Paul Levesque. TNA presented Impact last night on Access TV, featuring matches taped March 22nd and 23rd from 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. In the opening segment, Alexander Hammerstone jumped Josh Alexander, resulting in a pull-apart brawl. Crazy Steve successfully defended the Digital Media Championship against Laredo Kid when Laredo Kid was disqualified for shoving the referee. Jake Something beat James Drake, after which Mustafa Ali came out and provoked a brawl, resulting in Ali taking out Something with his X Division Championship belt.
And now Gibson and Drake setting up Jake Something.
Meet your limit, Jake Something!
In other results, PCO beat Khan in a Monsters Ball match, Moose defeated Trent Seven, and First Class topped ABC. Ring of Honor streamed yesterday on Honor Club, featuring matches recorded Wednesday in Charleston, West Virginia, April 3rd in Worcester, Massachusetts, March 30th in London, Ontario, and March 27th in Quebec City. In the main event, ROH World TV Champion Kyle Fletcher beat Rhett Titus in a non-title Proving Ground match. In other selected results, Anna Jay beat Little Mean Kathleen, Christopher Daniels beat Cole Carter, and Action Andretti topped Isaiah Cassidy in the opener. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.